Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm going to talk to you about early houses, and Dara Kerr, the Guinness guru, has joined us. And my dad sadly is not alive anymore, but he was a Guinness employee in every way, And if I could have told him that, you know, you have almost a job in which you rate pints of Guinness, he would have thought we're living in the golden age.
I know. It's the funniest thing ever when, like, I try to explain I'm on radio about quote-unquote job to people. But I always just come back to saying anything to avoid a real job, Tom.
Well, you're doing great, I mean, I have to say. But listen, you've been looking into early houses, and they really are, they're a dying thing, aren't they, really?
They are. There's about three or four of them left there. So for anyone unsure, I suppose it's pubs that are allowed, were given a licence back in the 20s to serve alcohol from 7 in the morning. Originally it was set up so people doing kind of night shifts, like it was a lot of dock workers and stuff like that, nurses, whoever else, could finish their shift 6 or 7 in the morning, go for a couple of pints and go sleep for the day. And then by around the 60s, there was about 40 to 50 of them in Dublin. But then the government brought in a law to say, right, that's enough or not. You can keep them going.
It's kind of a strange law, isn't it? To say we're okay with keeping them, but no more. And as you close, that's the end of it.
Like, yeah, we're not giving out any more licences. Whoever has them can keep going. And that's what, 60 odd years ago. And now in 2026, there's only 4 to 5 of them in Ireland. I think 4 in Dublin and 1 in Cork. So it's... Yeah, you could argue it is a dying thing. But will those last few stay a long time? Hard to know.
You can kind of guess what's killing them off, can't you? There's so many different things they're on the wrong end of now.
Yeah, a million different things. Even just like the main things, I suppose, would be like even just the general drinking culture in Ireland. Also, a lot of those kind of traditional jobs, like a dock worker, night shift, like they're not as popular as of jobs anymore. And then obviously a whole list of other things. But I suppose the thing is, even if they lose the license, they can still just open at 10 or 11 anyway. So it's not like the pubs are going to close, but they'll have
but
those.
But they very often are closing though, aren't they?
I know, yeah. Yeah. It's
so
it's
how many have we left?
Early houses.
Yeah.
I believe there's 3/technically 4. There's Molloy's on Talbot Street, the Padraig Pearse on Pearse Street, there's the Windjammer on Townsend Street, and then there's the Galway Hooker in Houston Station, who made sure to reach out to me. He said, hey, we're open at 7 a.m. as well.
I was in it.
You were?
There. I was going on an early train journey and I dropped in to there for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I was quite surprised, is all I can say.
Well, it's kind of like the airport, isn't it?
It was in full flow. Yeah.
Do we give the train station the same grace we give the airport? You know, there's no judgment. Whereas when you walk into the other ones, you're like, I was doing a video, but I made sure to keep my camera kind of to myself.
What was it like?
It was interesting, Tom. Like you said, let's just say there's lads giving you the eye, and then there's lads in workwear. You don't know, are they coming, are they going, are they spoofing that they left?
Are they suspicious of you, would you think?
I know, I'd be subtle enough these days, you know.
All right. I did go to one back in the day, but for very different reasons. Slattery's on Cable Street. Yeah. That used to be one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I people were messaging me about that. I think they still kind of are. I think maybe at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Not quite the 7 o'clock.
But we were in there not long after 7.
Yeah.
And what it was coming home from transatlantic flight.
There you go.
So you landed in Dublin Airport around 6 or so.
Yeah.
And you just went for a pint there before you all went off to your respective homes. It was quite civilised.
Around the kind of between the 80s and the 2000s, they started to kind of go the other way, where instead of after the night shift, people would have the night shift of drinking, and they'd still be wanting to go, and they say, where's open? Right, into the early house. So I don't know if that was possibly the demise, where you had a couple of dock workers trying to have a quiet pint and all these lads barreling in after a mad night on the sauce.
Yeah, you kind of felt like you were slipping into a parallel universe.
Yeah.
You did feel like you're here for a day. You're here for an hour off a transatlantic flight.
Yeah, then where do we go at 9 a.m.?
There's a culture going on here that's not here for a day, that's here every day.
Yeah, total mix of cultures.
So down to 4, and when they go, they're gone. But did you find it an enjoyable experience?
I thought it was cool. I think it's Tommy Tiernan coined the phrase morning porter. And it's a different type of, like that when you're in the airport, but it kind of hits, the points hit a little bit different at that time in the morning. I don't know what it is, but you would want to be having more than one.
Definitely not.
When I went into the Galway Hawker, there was a bunch of people at the end of the bar, and another person joined them, and he kind of got high fives as he went in, and you really got the sense of it was like being in a pub at 7 in the evening where a gang was meeting up.
Yeah,
but this was, you know, 8 in the morning.
And did they give the vibe that they were heading off on a trip, or that they were just...
that they were just, they were a social group, and this was when they met up. And, you know, it was a group of regulars, and it was just that, it was exactly the same as a pub in the evening, only it was very, very early in the morning.
It's funny you talk about what you're saying about day drinking there, but that takes it to a whole nother level.
Yes, it does. So originally, though, it was all these trades that are just kind of gone, like traders, fishermen and late night workers and all that. There's none of that is out there anymore.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have too many facts on that sort of stuff, but that's when I did my my research, that's kind of what came up, like, you know, dock workers, and that's a lot of them are kind of the ones that were built were kind of situated over closely towards the docks.
But there is kind of hope, though, isn't there, that this won't be the end?
Yeah, I think because there's only a few of them, if for some reason you're looking for a pint at 7 in the morning, there's only a couple of different places to go. So I know they have died off quite quick, but with the last few will be that kind of bastion of morning porter. And you'll know, like, there'll always be that one place to go.
For those who think all progress is wrong, seeing them being turned into coffee shops, that probably rails very badly. But apparently there's proposed legislative reforms to breathe new life into them, where they'd be seen as kind of living museums of Dublin's industrial past.
And will the old fellas on the stools be...
They'd be, I presume, paid. I mean, if you're being paid to do what you're doing, surely the lads at the end of the bar would get paid.
Sit in the pub there for the morning. And
like living characters from Ulysses.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's honestly unbelievable. Like, the Irish... character of the old fella sitting in the pub, like, I'd pay money to go into a museum and see that, because it's one of my favourite things in the whole world. It just can't be it, you know.
Question for you, if you're a professional Guinness taster at work, how do you manage to drive home?
Well, I will also say I'm definitely not a professional anything. I'm a professional spoofer. Well, my mum is listening. There's been many a time where I've driven and she's driven me home, so...
All right.
Keep it all above board.
Okay, good. There's the Moose near the Cathedral in Limerick, an early house, very popular at UL students, Martin on the bus. And there's also the Launch, which, as far as I can tell, never closes. According to Google, Slattery's is still open at 7 a.m.
Yeah, see, it's you would really need boots on the ground all over, but it's...
I'd say there's a lot of people listening willing to do research.
Okay. I'll have to head there myself.
You can put them on with you. Thanks very much for that. Lovely talking to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.